Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, so we had a little make it audible. Kill, kill, kill. See what I did there?
I see what you did there, but yeah. I think really that's just going with the original play. That's calling it audible, isn't it?
Isn't kill, 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 we're getting rid of the original play? We're doing something.
I don't know.
I think kill, kill, kill is we're changing out of the original play.
We're just going to run it.
Well, we're not going to run it. No, we're not going to run it because of some technical issues.
That's what the Lions do. Typically, after the kill, 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 it
means they're going to run it. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we're gonna.
The games I watch, it's exactly what happens
after every kill, kill, kill.
After every one of them, the games I watch.
Yeah.
No, it's not true.
You watch them all.
Thanks. No, it does seem like they run it a lot after they say kill, kill, kill.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to audible because of some technical issues and move. I said at 10:31 we get to the player. Kang has a theory. The Lions could add this one player who shouldn't cost much, and the fans will be thinking Super Bowl. Now, let's keep in mind that last night the Ravens smoked the Dolphins, and it might push Miami one step closer to sell, 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 which has Kang with his theory. And Kang, your theory is what?
All right, so obviously the trade deadline's coming up. We're all thinking, how can we improve the Lions? So I was thinking about this, and I know there's a few areas of need the Lions could use some depth and help at. We talk about it, secondary, obviously, with the Legion of Whom having to play the last game they played. Offensive line with, you know, Taylor Decker being hurt all year. Manu's hurt. They lost Jones at the beginning of the year, and Skipper, they had to pull off the practice squad. But defensive end, obviously, has always been a thing with the fan base here. And I get it, because rotationally, you pretty much only have like two or three guys that are just edge rushers, right? Otherwise, they've been using Derek Barnes, blitzing Anzalone or Campbell, moving guys inside and outside. But as far as Hutch and Muhammad, they had to start, they had to play Wheat last week, right? Or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking around the league, as far as defensive end, other than Trey Hendrickson, because I don't think the Lions are going to go after Trey Hendrickson, and he's hurt right now. I think an obtainable player, if the Lions got, fans would be thinking, oh, this is Super Bowl. This is a Super Bowl roster, is linebacker / defensive end Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins. And this is not a new name necessarily or anything like that, but they played last night, and they lost again, and they looked terrible. The Dolphins are going to have to trade some players here. Jalen Phillips only has 3 sacks this year.
At one last night.
Yeah, but if you look at his overall pass rusher like rating and just what he's done, he's actually been pretty good.
First couple years, he was really good, yeah. And then I think he's been hurt.
He's tailed off, yeah. Yes. He's got injured and all that. But he's only 26 years old, so this isn't bringing in an old Za'Darius Smith who's going to play the rest of the season and retire in the middle of the next season. You know, like Jalen Phillips is still going to play football after this year. He's going to be gone if they don't trade him. They don't want to lose him for anything. I think Jalen Phillips is going to get moved. Whether it's to the Lions or not, I'm not sure. I hope it is the Lions. So that's kind of twofold. If the Lions get him, They prevent teams like maybe the Niners or the Bears or the Eagles who are sniffing around for defensive end as well. It's kind of like a two for one. Do the Lions have the draft capital, Doug? They don't have a third round pick this year, unfortunately. They could get a comp pick, though, if they lose maybe Kelvin Shepard to another team or whatever. They do have a comp pick in the seventh round, I believe. But maybe he goes for a fourth round pick, like Za'Darius Smith or fifth round, you know? So things have to work here, but I think Jalen Phillips is a name to keep an eye on. And if they do get him, 26 years old, like I said, very good pass rusher when healthy. I think he pairs with Hutchinson very well.
So a couple things about this. One is, again, last night's result certainly helps the possibility of him getting released. Two is he did have that they would let go. Two is he did have a sack last night. He also, on one of the big gainers, had Lamar Jackson in his hands and let him escape, and he completed a pass to a tight end for like 40 yards, which has people in Miami. I saw a post last night about Jalen Phillips having warning track power as a edge rusher, which I thought was a funny way to put it.
Close, but
here's the thing about it, a move like this is it shouldn't cost that much. He is a rental, and he's not an elite edge rusher, but he's a good one. And has been good in his career. Has he slowed down a little bit? Yeah. What we don't know about him is whether or not, and I'm going to guess that the Lions have a book on virtually everybody that's come out the last few years. When he was coming out of Miami, did they, you know, get into the head of Jalen Phillips, the work ethic? What was their scouting report when he came out in the draft back in 2021? Did they have a good sense for would he fit with the way that things work here? Because you know what's funny is yesterday I was listening to Kelvin Shepard, the defensive coordinator, and he was talking about a few things. And one of them was at some point he was asked about, you know, the talent on defense. And he said, you know, the superstars, he goes, I don't like calling any of our guys superstars because it comes with a bit of a stigma. A superstar is, you know, we don't want anyone, nobody comes across as a diva. Nobody comes across as I'm better than anybody. He said, Hutch just signed his contract and he's down there in the meeting with his notebook out working the way he always does. None of our guys act like superstars. They all act like guys who are hungry. And I go back to their vetting process. This is an organization that's put a ton of time and effort into vetting, right? And because of the vetting, they don't take on very many problem children, or they don't take on somebody that might be distracted by anything other than football. They have like football junkies in that building, and it's what they believe in. Now, you can build an entire roster of those, and sometimes you need some guys that maybe don't fit that mold, but their skill set could help. So you know, maybe Jalen Phillips doesn't have to be that football junkie. And I'm not saying he isn't. I'm just saying this is one of the variables that we don't know anything about. They might have vetted Jalen Phillips out of Miami a couple of years ago and said, maybe not. And that's fine. I sort of trust their instincts with this one, but he should be attainable. And Albert Breer reported that the Lions, again today, you know, like latest reporting is what we're always trying to do with the trade deadline, said the Lions are one of the teams calling about edge rushers. Now, that could be as simple as calling the Bengals every day just to keep tabs on Trey Hendrickson, which is what I would do. I would say, please, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I'm going to call you every day to make sure nothing has changed. Send you an email, a text. Hey, buddy, you know, just, hey, is there anything that's changed with Trey Hendrickson? Because you don't want to miss out. You want to have the line on what's going on in case he is one of those trade deadline, you know, dumps that nobody can see coming. Not nobody can see coming, but you can't believe how little it costs.
I don't think I would call every day, but I certainly would have called recently, like in the last couple of days, to let the GM of Cincinnati know. We're interested if you are. I understand, I respect that you're not right now, but if the time comes and you are, okay, I just, because I don't want to bother you every day. What I am going to do, regardless of what happens Sunday with your game against the Bears, I'm going to call you after the game and see where you're at, because I don't want you to forget me. But I think, you know, they may just give it a little bit of breathing room. But I think, you know, the Phillips one, that's a name I brought up a while ago, and I would think that that's somebody who matches up nicely. But again, I don't know really anything about Jalen Phillips in terms of what they thought of him coming out of college or anything like that. So, yeah, that's important. Is he a good fit or not? But he is a free agent. You know, Miami did say recently that they're not going to trade, but then they lost last night, and they they lost badly, and it was to a team in their own division. Mm-hmm. So all these stars are going to line up, and I think they're going to have to move some players. The right tackle, Larry Borum, is a free agent after this year. Oh. Is that somebody that is obtainable?
Yeah. I mean, it might be.
So, because that's the other position. I mean, there are three positions. I think you're looking at corner, defensive end or edge rusher, and offensive lineman. So I think that's what you got to look at if you're Brad Holmes, and you, that maybe the easiest way to go is, okay, the rental group. Here's a group of rental players we have, and I'm sure they've got a whiteboard somewhere in the building or a database somewhere that says, here are the players that are free agents at the end of the year. These are rental guys and guys that can help us.
Well, as you take a look at this thing, I'm surprised, Kang, that you believe that fans will say start thinking Super Bowl if they get him. Because I think fans will only start thinking Super Bowl. Some fans will only start thinking Super Bowl if they walk out of the trade deadline with Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I understand. It's not the big splash name, you know, Trey Henderson, Myles Garrett, that type of player. But I feel like more fans have realized that's not going to happen now. And this is the closest thing. No one believes in Marcus Davenport as far as from the fan base. They just don't. I mean, I think people even stopped asking about him 3 weeks ago, right? And we got an update, I think, from Campbell last presser. But I think they really still want someone to pair with Hutch, of course. And I think he's obtainable. That's kind of like the biggest word for me in this whole thing is who's obtainable? I don't think Henderson's obtainable. I just don't. I think the Bengals are going to ride this thing till the end and try to get Joe Burrow back and win that division or get close to the division and get in the playoffs somehow. I think Jalen Phillips, obviously the Dolphins are not getting in. They're going to have to move this guy.
I tell you what, Miami is like one-stop shopping if you wanted to. And not only do they have the edge rusher that could help out in Jalen Phillips or the offensive lineman that I mentioned, Larry Borum, but here's a guy that is on their roster that played for the Lions, and he's a free agent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The end of the year.
So I just looked down at YouTube. Chris96 writes, Trey Hendrickson would only cost a second-round pick, and after this Sunday is only owed $8 million. Not trading for him at this point is ridiculous. He would make us favorites to win the Super Bowl.
I had one more name to throw.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Big buildup to this.
Okay, go ahead.
If Yatu Melifonwu
really
is a free agent after the season,
bring him back?
Is that somebody they bring back? He's a safety, but he had the ability to play corner.
Yeah, they have familiarity.
And there's familiarity.
Yep.
So, like I said, Miami has like one-stop shopping abilities, but I doubt that the team's going to deal three players to win one deal. But nonetheless, maybe a combo.
My apologies for cutting you off. I do want to take your thoughts, get your thoughts on Chris96 and what he has to say there. So we'll get to that coming up in a minute. It is Carson Anderson. We got open lines, 248-539-9797, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.